to play a scale in the key of C. When they were done, I asked my father to share his earliest memory. He said the news of his brother dying at Pearl Harbor, and he asked, what is mine? I said, hearing the news of the Watergate scandal. He said, ah, you must have been around 5. As the adults talked about colonoscopies and stents and arteries and cholesterol medication, suddenly we looked around and we lost the children. Off to the rooms in their own little worlds, doing whatever it is the children get into, while us old people talked about old boring people, things like Trump banning flights into the United States, and we watched dumb TV series like Eugene Levy's Schitt's Creek, and my God, my dad snores pretty loud when he falls asleep. I remember listening to this old people crap through the walls when I was young, and I know someday the kids will be sharing their earliest memories long after I'm gone. And I put my coat, my hat, my gloves on, finished a cup of oolong tea. And I opened the door and everybody said, where are you going? My God, Mark, it's freezing. And I walked down the road along the frozen cornfields, and these words came to me. Astronomy. I wish I knew more about astronomy, but I'm old and my mind is occupied with other things, like my expenses for 2016, how a friend died at 60 and another one at 53. Astronomy. You're into that, it makes a lot of sense to me. If this planet ain't your cup of tea, I gotta say that also makes a lot of sense to me. Somebody asked you if you think there's life on other planets. You excitedly said, yes, there's gotta be. You said it so convincingly, and I never thought about it much before. But thanks to your conviction, with you now I completely agree. Astronomy. I asked, well, did you ever see the movie Apollo 13? You said, no, what's it about? I said, a disrupted voyage to the moon, starring Tom Hanks and Gary Sinise. When you looked down, I could tell I didn't win any points with you for that. You don't care about old people movies with Bill Paxton or Tom Hanks. Astronomy, 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 astronomy. Who knows? Maybe you're gonna have a career in astronomy. And maybe one day you'll share your earliest memory with your family. Maybe it's one of your sister being born when you were 3. And as I walked along the road, the snowflakes landed on my cheeks. I wrote the song for you. It's called Astronomy. And I came back from my walk. I said, have you ever seen the movie Alien? Your mom said, no, she's too young for that, Mark. It's too disturbing. I said, what about my favorite movie when I was a kid, The Planet of the Apes? And you just looked down the ground with that really bored look on your face. Astronomy, astronomy. Next time I see you, I'm gonna ask you to tell me what you know about astronomy. Astronomy, astronomy. Next time I see you, I'm gonna ask you to tell me a few things that you know about astronomy. 'Cause obviously I don't know nothing about astronomy.
It's CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people here at UBC Vancouver, British Columbia.
This is Fresh Slice.
Hi. So Fresh Slice, weekly, 1 hour show, 1 to 2 p.m. With your host, me, Chrissy P, and...
me, Barbecue.
Barbecue.
Man, I just... I'm wearing, like, noise-canceling headphones, and it makes me sound like I'm just in my own little echo chamber of my own voice.
Kind of like when your ears are really plugged.
Yeah,
and you you talk really quietly to everyone because you're like yelling.
You're afraid
in your
head. Yeah. I guess we're gonna play some Sled Island stuff this week for everyone who can't make it.
Mm-hmm. So you can daydream.
You can daydream and like not feel so bad about being stuck here.
Although you're not alone. We'll also play a few things that are happening in this city, Vancouver. Sled Island, for anyone who doesn't know, is a festival that happens every year in Calgary, Alberta.
Mm-hmm. My hometown.
Quinn's hometown. So she's, how many times have you been to Sled?
I think it's been like 5 or 6 times.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, this is the first year that I've missed it. 1 year it was canceled because the whole like city flooded, so I missed it that year. Mm. And then this year is the first year I've missed it since I was like 16 years old, besides the flood.
I had no idea that.
But that's okay. I've gotten
yeah
my fair share.
Yeah.
I'd say that's enough Sled Islands, but I'm going to go next year.
But and the lineup was like pretty great this year.
It was pretty good.
Which we'll get into. But like, if you don't know, Sled Island is like a really special music festival, I think. A, because like it highlights tons of Canadian music and like maybe is the best festival highlighting Canadian music. I'm going to put that out there. Apart from Music Waste, Sled Island might do it.
Christine's opinion is not the opinion of the station or...
It's my own. And every year that is made possible because they invite like a guest curator to help select the artists that will be performing. So I think the guest curator at Sled Island this year was Flying Lotus.
Which is kind of weird and like out of... It's like sort of... Not exactly.
It's like left field.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Like last year, who was it?
I think it was Peaches last
it was Peaches.
Year.
Yeah.
And then the year before that, it was, I don't remember.
Well, yeah. So we're going to play songs by bands playing Sled Island today. But we open the show... Like, sorry, I'm a huge, huge Sun Kil Moon fan. That song that we played at the beginning was called Astronomy, and it's by the frontman of Sun Kil Moon, Mark Kozlik. It's just, like, the sweetest song about, I think it's, he says that he's visiting his niece, and she's really into astronomy right now. And I don't know, I work in a cafe where, like, tons and tons of kids are just, like, streaming in constantly, getting baked goods. Like, I love being the highlight of, like, Children's Day.
Yeah, when you, like, really give, because cool I also work in a cafe where I give kids baked goods, and, like, handing them over a slice of cake is, like, the most exciting. Yeah.
And, like, yeah, kids, like, it's the most exciting thing ever. Meanwhile, like, I get excited about cookies, like, sure, but nowhere near like that. And, like, even the other day, I was, like, waiting for the bus, and the bus came, and this kid was in front of me, and he threw up his hands, and he was like, oh, my gosh, I gotta get on the bus. So, yeah.
Like, this one time on the bus, I saw this kid. He was probably, I think the deal is, like, this kid, like, takes the bus home from school and then, like, meets his mom at the bus stop every day. And, like, I was sitting next to him on the bus and I saw him, like, see his mom at the bus stop. And he was probably, like, an 8 or 9 year old kid. But he got, like, so excited. He was, like, waving with both of his hands. And he, like, got out of the bus and was like, ah, mama! It was so cute. I loved it.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, great. So now I think we're going to, and hopefully you can retain that attitude about certain things, like throughout adulthood, I try to, although it can be easy to forget. So we're going to play next a song by Walter TV, who have a new album coming out. It is going to come out August 4th, 2017. Walter TV is a Canadian band. How are they involved with Mac DeMarco? I don't know.
I think they used to be his, like, backing band.
Okay.
But now they've been doing their own stuff for a few years. They got some really weird kind of vocals. I don't know. And they're also playing at the, like, Canada Day block party on July 1st. I think, like, the lineup for that is actually kind of cool. I forget what it is except for Walter TV, but maybe I'll get back to you on it.
Yes. Well, this song, like I said, off their new album, Carpe Diem, and it's called Graceland. So enjoy.
Sweet nothing.
That was the song Sweet Nothings by JLK and the Assassins, a band from Montreal, Quebec, that you can see at SLED if you're there.
But if you are there, why are you listening to us?
Yeah, you know what? Go see some music, or probably maybe you haven't woken up yet. And before that, we played a song by Walter TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's next?
So next up, maybe we can play, we're going to sprinkle in the SLED stuff, we decided. So next up, why don't we play this new Woolworm song? Woolworm is a Vancouver band. They're signed to Mint, and they're going to put out a new album real soon. It's called Deserve to Die. It's an LP, and the single off of that is called Catbird. So I'm very excited. Woolworm, there's this. So they're great. They put out this like tiny, maybe like 4-track EP like a summer ago.
It feels like it was a long time ago.
Oh, I think it might have been like 2 years ago, but that is the one. Like, anyways, but maybe this album will live up to that past.
Maybe. That's past kind of victory. Like, yeah.
Okay. So without, this is Catbird by Woolworm.
Walked home. Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Someone calls to you and says you were wrong, and you say, I was wrong. When someone calls to you and says you were wrong, and you say, I was wrong. Such a spell.
You're listening to CITR. This is Fresh Slice. You just heard the song The Bad Thing by Couleur de Saint out of Montreal.
A lot of good Montreal bands playing. They're not playing Sled.
They're not.
But they're from Montreal, and we're playing a lot of Sled bands, including lots of fans from Montreal. So before that, you heard... Well, okay. Well, I guess the other band that was from Montreal is JLK and the Assassins. The link between Couleur de Saint, JLK, and the Assassins is that they were both in the band. Oh my God, what are they called? Gosh, dang. Okay, well, whatever. They broke up. They were both in a band together. That's really great.
Doesn't matter. They broke up.
So before that song, we played Shonen Knife, with the song Twist Barbie, and Shonen Knife is. Just breaking my heart that I don't get to see them at Sled. If you love, they were signed to K Records for that album, and I think it's just like fantastic indie pop from Japan, and they've been putting out albums like ever since. And to that day, that song came out in 1992. It's off the album Let's Knife. But do go see them if you can. And then before that, we played the band Prenup from, Calgary. And that song was called Wrong Yore. And then before that, we played the Woolworm song that's coming out, that came out.
Yeah. It's a long, a whole list.
So much music. So next up, I think we'll play, Waxahachie's putting out a new album, and I love her, and she's also coming to Vancouver, maybe in July, and I know she's playing with Snail Mail, so that's going to be a great show. But this song is called Never Been Wrong, and it's off of her upcoming album.
Tragic fiction. Don't belong to anyone, I don't want to be yours, but I want you to feel me, this presence on your shores. dreamy little phrases. This simple way to live makes desperation desolate. Your heights give me the
cool. That was the song Newfoundland by the band Lonely Parade, which is playing Sled Island, and they're super, super rad. They rock hard. A rock band. Before that, we played a new song by Waxahachie off of their upcoming album Out in the Storm, which is coming out July 14th via Merge Records. And I was just talking to Quinn about how sometimes when I love Waxahachie and sometimes when I'm feeling like the need or miss Waxahachie, I will listen to Allison Crutchfield, who is Katie Crutchfield's sister. And they were both in the band Swearin' together, and they have like identical voices.
So yeah, like double.
So if you ever and also Allison Crutchfield plays in Waxahachie as the band, and they play with another person from Sleater-Kinney, a touring guitarist from there. Not the original three of Sleater-Kinney, but a touring guitarist, which is cool. And Allison Crutchfield and Katie Crutchfield, a few weeks ago, I found a video of them performing a Sleater-Kinney song. So basically this is just like a lot of stuff that like deeply satisfies me as a person, and it's like, how did they know
everything? Christine loves everything I love together,
yeah,
except for Sun Kill Moon. If he was like in the crowd, then
I
that'd
feel
be great.
Like, yeah. So next up, we're gonna play a very exciting song.
I'm gonna play Molly Nilsson, because I just found out today that Molly Nilsson and Sean Nicholas Savage coming to Vancouver at the end of the summer, like August 25th or something. And I'm losing it already. I'm so excited.
What a great duo. A great Canadian classic. Night.
I love them both.
Entertainment.
So I'm going to play something off of Molly Nelson's newest album. Came out end of May, Imaginations. I'm going to play a song, Not Today, Satan.
Thank you.
The most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older, but you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to The Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today, plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
An Alex G song. Quinn saw that band on
Wednesday
in Vancouver, and she was saying that it was a super long set.
Yeah, they played for like close to 2 hours, which I loved because I'm a huge Alex G fan. Mm. I feel like sometimes like when you see like a very long performance, you like after kind of like 45 minutes, at least for me, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm done. Move on. I'm done. My gosh, it's like 25 for me.
It depends on who it is. It depends on like who it is and what my attention span is like that day. But it was almost 2 hours, and I was rapt the whole time.
Oh.
Cool.
It's a
great show. Yeah,
we're gonna leave you for this week with a great band called Shit Kid from Sweden. I really like this release. It's called Fish. It's an LP. And the song we're going to play is called All Right. So I hope that this brings you into the weekend feeling all right.
All right. Stay tuned for Radio Zero.
Mm-hmm. And legendary radio maker.
Yeah. And have a good weekend.
Thank you. Sometimes my love may be put on hold. Sometimes my heart may seem awful cold. These times come and these times go. As long as I live, all you need to know is it's so dark, ain't about to forget.